Joined now on the air by the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Mark Dorison, to talk about that and a whole lot more. Mark, good to be with you today. As always.
Always great to see you, Aaron. It's the perfect ending to the week.
So let's start by talking, actually, before we even get to the Assembly of Governments meeting, one of the kind of significant stories that flown under the radar a little bit this week is that Orange County Manager Bonnie Hammersley is a finalist for the job in Wake County as county manager. So she's one of three finalists, so there is a chance that she'll be moving on. What is your take on that, and what has Bonnie Hammersley... don't usually ask this question until after someone announces that they're leaving, but what has Bonnie Hammersley meant to Orange County? How significant is this?
It's tremendously significant. You know, Bonnie has been really a dynamic and engaging force in the county and has really been just incredible at reshaping kind of, I think, the culture of county government, really reorganize the management structure into leadership, functional leadership teams, really prioritize getting engaged input from staff and from department heads and from the community. And I think also recognize when she got here the critical need for better, more effective intergovernmental cooperation and collaboration. So really has done a lot to build much better relationships, I think, with our allies in Carrboro and Chapel Hill, Hillsborough, Mebane, and with other county governments, Durham, and in particular around the light rail. And so it's really, you know, I think it has really brought a different sense of enthusiasm and optimism to the county, even though we've got, you know, we've had a lot of difficulties over the past couple of years, you know, particularly with issues with the state legislature. So her loss would be difficult. It would be extremely hard to replace her. But we also recognize, and you know, that really great managers, you know, this is what happens when you have a really great manager. They get recruited. They get, other governments want to reach out to them, see what they're doing, and so. I think it's a great opportunity for Bonnie. It would be a terrible loss for Orange County, but I absolutely understand, you know, what that might mean in the course of her personal and professional growth. So,
when will Wake County make its decision? And Orange have has there been discussions about, oh, if she gets the job, what is the next step for Orange?
Well, one thing that Bonnie has done really well is she's really put together a great, you know, support team of department heads and deputy managers. So I think that there is a structure in place that we would be able to manage any transition period while we were looking for a new manager. And the last I heard in talking to her that there may be a decision as early as today from Wake County. So, but if not today, I expect very soon that we'll know what they've decided to do.
You mentioned you mentioned cooperation between local governments, and that speaks to the Assembly of Governments meeting from earlier this week. And there's been so many different items on the agenda. And speaking with all of the mayors, Tom Stevens was talking before the meeting about the Orange County Food Council and how important that is for Hillsborough. Obviously, affordable housing for Chapel Hill and Carrboro, but Chapel Hill especially with the Lakeview Mobile Home Park is the central issue. We had Lydia Lavelle in earlier today, and she was talking about the green tract. So there's so many different issues and perspectives that you can take from that meeting. What were the big takeaways for you?
The one sort of thematic issue I think that rose to the top was really affordable housing. And so the threat to continuing socioeconomic diversity in our community. So I think that sort of permeated a lot of the discussion. You mentioned the Food Council. A big part of the work that the Food Council does is around food access. It's also around the local agricultural economy and being able to support local agriculture. So those are real core elements of maintaining this kind of socioeconomic diversity in our community. And then the multiple aspects of the affordable housing discussion, you know, the manufactured housing, the impacts of potential displacement of residents in these parks in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, the possibility of using the green track, sort of the last big piece of property that in Southern Orange that that we've all committed, at least in the abstract, in putting affordable housing on. So that was the theme that emerged. I think what was, so that was very hopeful. I think what was a little bit, I don't want to say discouraging, but was, you know, was a little bit less hopeful was very quickly folks started getting into the specific details of why this might not work or that might not mm-hmm. work or this might not work. And I understand all those things. I think we all understand there are challenges and limitations and issues of like if people live here, how do they get access to transit? If they live there, are they in a different school district? And I think everybody understands the challenges, but I hope that we approach those, you know, very positively and optimistically. Like all these challenges that were discussed are in fact all challenges that we local governments have created. And, you know, we've drawn the lines, we've made the decisions where the buses go and don't go. And so the idea that we are somehow absolutely constrained by those in the face of what may be a really, you know, cataclysmic impact on a low wealth residents in our community, to me seemed, you know, the little cart horse problem there.
Yeah. My favorite historical quote of all time is Ben Franklin, who, and it's my favorite, but I always get it wrong, so I just paraphrase it every time. He says, "I'm a reasonable person." And the wonderful thing about being a reasonable person is you can come up with a reason for anything. And that's also a reason not to do anything, right? There's always, you can sit there and brainstorm reasons to not do this or not do that or not put this here and not put this there. But at a certain point, and I think you're exactly right, not doing anything starts to run up against our long-stated commitment to certain values, including openness and inclusivity and diversity, economic diversity, along with every other form of diversity. And if we end up not doing anything, then we're losing our commitment to those things.
That's exactly right. You know, we have a long list of priorities, and we strive always to meet as many of them as we can. But the reality is, in critical situations, we all of us elected officials and policymakers and residents have to understand that, you know, we may not be able to get everything on the list. And that may be a necessary trade-off to getting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that, and the thing that's particularly challenging in this situation is, you know, we local governments move slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And things like redevelopment and the displacement of residents happens very, very quickly. And so, you know, we have to, obviously, being good stewards of our responsibilities, but we have to be more flexible, and we have to be able to have a more rapid response than we have in the past.
Speaking with Mark Dorison, again, chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, orangecountync.gov is the county's website. Go there and find out more. And you mentioned reasons not to put things here, reasons not to put things there. Similar issue arising with the, what are we calling it, the Northern Campus, the proposal
yes.
to go on Route 70, which obviously anywhere you're suggesting putting a new jail, you're going to have neighbors who are concerned. There's now a petition with 600 signatures on it from people who are saying, don't put it there, put it somewhere else. But you put it somewhere else and people are going to be signing a petition there. So what are the different, how do you weigh the pros and the cons of where to site a particular location, knowing that wherever it ends up going, there's going to be people in the area that are, and probably rightfully so, concerned about the effect of what that's going to do to their community?
I think it's a challenging process. I mean, you know, we're talking about a detention center. You know, you could be talking about a landfill. You could be talking about some other, what they call in the law, you know, locally unwanted land use, LULUs.
I'm glad we have a name for that.
Yes.
That's good, yeah.
So there's always a challenge in figuring out, you know, there will always be some impacts on communities where these are cited. I think what you try to do is make sure the decisions are made in the most equitable way possible, where you know, a particular community is not being overburdened, you know, by placement of these unwanted uses. I also think, you know, for this decision, we also want to look at a way to do it in a cost-effective manner. There are you know, how we can affect what it means if we put a campus together, what that means for some other county-owned properties, and whether those could be put to a higher, better use, including affordable housing, which is one of the important potentials out of consolidating some, not just the detention center, but some other county facilities on this site. As you said, it's envisioned as a campus with several county functions there. Mm-hmm. And then I think, you know, the thing that is the most important is trying to have good, open communications with folks as to why these facilities are needed, what the basis of why that's proposed to being located in a certain place, what steps will be taken to mitigate any impacts, what are the real facts about what kind of impacts these facilities have other places. You know, everybody has sort of anecdotal ideas about what it means if you have a detention center near where you live, or, you know, but some of that is conjecture and it's speculation, and you know, what steps can be taken to minimize those impacts are really critical.
Having received the petition now, and I know you're continuing to weigh a lot of considerations, what's the time frame for finalizing a decision?
Well, we have, you know, we're going to have a public information session on Tuesday at 5:30, just before the county commissioners meet. There's some kind of continuing investigation and due diligence on the parameters of the property and whether it makes sense. And I think there's going to be a lot of work going into community engagement and outreach. But until we get that due diligence sort of report back, that'll really define the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say at this point, but the fact is the current Orange County Jail, which is located in downtown Hillsborough, is extremely old. It's outdated. It's antiquated. And I think it's a lot of folks who have looked at it think it's beyond the place where it could continue to be repaired or used safely or effectively. I think either for the people who are housed there or for the sheriff's department staff who work there. So that's another factor in this. Sort of continuing the status quo is not an option.
That public hearing, if you're listening out there and you want to attend, is 5:30 on Tuesday at the Witted Building in Hillsborough, right before the commissioner's meeting, which starts at 7 o'clock. And you can get the full agenda for that at orangecountync.gov. Mark Dorison, we're going to have to let you go in a couple of minutes. But before we do, the biggest and most open question of all, what else is on your mind?
Well,
what are the other issues that you're thinking about?
Well, you know, we had a retreat. Commissioners had a retreat last week, I think, maybe mm-hmm. last Friday. Yeah, last Friday.
Yeah. And January moved so slowly, didn't it?
It did. And
yeah.
yet it moved so slowly at the time, and yet I can't believe it's February.
It's over, right? Yeah.
So we had, at our retreat, we had a good, interesting discussions about budget and finance. And I think there's going to be some real tough decisions ahead for the community and the commissioners on the budget. You know, we're going to have to start paying back the bonds that we approved. And so we really are trying to look at a way to do that is fair and equitable, but also fiscally responsible. And so that's looming. And then we are also, you know, sort of, I don't know if eagerly is the right word, but certainly anticipating news soon there'll be bids coming in from the Chapel Hill High School project.
Mm-hmm.
And as you remember, the Lincoln Center project came in way over budget, and that sort of changed the dynamics on how that school bond might be used, at least in Chapel Hill Carborough schools. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens when the high school bids come in. And
yeah, we don't even know what the bids are going to come in for.
No,
for
we don't.
Hill, right?
So, but certainly the school is still on track to keep the project moving forward and ideally start, you know, as soon as kids are out of school this summer. So really trying to get a handle on kind of the immediate budgetary needs, and then the 5-year plan is on my mind, certainly.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information. Mark Dorison, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure to see you, Aaron.